Okay, we'll start the meeting at 5:05. And this is only a few people here. I'm not going to read the rules of conduct for public participation. Everyone signed in. You signed everybody in, right? I'll read the agenda. We can work our way through that. Any additions? Anybody want to talk about anything else on the agenda? No. So the new business is this letter we wrote, and this is a draft. So if, do you see anything you want to add to that, Peggy? Or, I figure your letter, the select board letter, pretty well described it, so I just wanted to throw in. Yeah. Okay, so that'll be good enough. Now, I mean, we've been trying to do this for years, and I really hope they can do this.
So you better give us some good suggestions.
Yeah.
I hope
Well, it should be some kind of improvement.
So what he says is we'll hear at the end of the month. I don't know if that means we're going to actually hear whether we got it or whether we're going to hear from them and they're going to come in here. But he said we have to put together at least two meetings. One will be an introductory meeting, and then another one will be where we hit the road and talk to folks. And then we'll have a final conceptual meeting with the whole, well, as many people, I guess, from town that I can get. So the steering committee that the select board suggested I put together has to put together those meetings, I think. Yeah.
Okay. All right, that might come up in another discussion today. So the meeting.
Okay.
I'll say what later.
Oh yeah, I should make sure there's a planning board person there. And I know we have Randy on our committee, but if you
Okay.
want to assign someone else too,
Yeah.
that would be great with us.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is I went to a seminar a couple weeks ago. We talked about this. The select board was the subdivision ordinance, which kind of ties in with the town plan, because what towns are doing, or what they're suggesting, is that there may be, and I guess it's possible here because there are plots of land where a big company, it doesn't even have to be a big company, but somebody who buys land and wants to put multiple houses up, then what the subdivision ordinance does, it's like any subdivision in a like a suburb or of a big city, or towns in the country that are big and they're developing. Somebody buys a big plot of land, it's like they want the rules of like, who's going to plow it? Are they in charge of the roads? Are they in charge of the septic? Are they in charge of, it's when a big section in town's coming, and somebody's doing a lot of houses. I remember they had those thing, and a lot of them had, you had to have so much open space, and you had to have a park here, or you had to have, some public ground for so many houses and stuff, and roads and sidewalks, curbs. All that type of thing was always in subdivision. I don't know. This was supposed to go along with the what do they call it? The smart development, which means they want to save as much open land as possible and have houses more concentrated. Has anybody been to Williston in the last? I think we talked about this before.
How do we do that in our area with
Well, I
wells and
don't.
septic systems and the space you need between them? It's
I don't know. Well, see, that's the
doesn't
space.
fit.
Yeah. I don't know. And it's. I think that would be, say, somebody wanted to put 25 houses up on 25. Acres.
Wouldn't work.
What?
They
I
take
mean.
up 10 acres. I
Well,
mean,
I don't know. I mean, have new septic systems now too. So, or could you have a
wouldn't
tree?
be one for each lot? No.
Well, see, they don't want
Oh,
25 septic systems and
yeah.
25 wells, and they don't want electricity running through the whole 25 acres, and they don't want roads going through there. They want to leave the land. I mean, this way they describe it is Vermont has always been small towns or sand. So that's what they're saying is we want to preserve that. Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. I went to the seminar, they talked about it with all the introductory stuff, but it's gonna come up sometime this year. And I suppose that something like the NBDA, the Regional Planning Commission, will have proposals for us to do some kind of subdivision. And again, I don't know if it's appropriate for Westmore or not, because but there are some pretty big plots of land. I was very surprised at that Haynes LeBlanc 182 acres they have right here.
Yeah.
Did you know that? That
A lot of land.
yeah, so Willoughby Lake Farm.
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, goes all the way to Perkins Lane.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Close.
That's right on the line.
Well,
Yeah, according to the parcel viewer, it's all Perkins Lane first. It isn't, no. That parcel viewer is not.
it's off on my land too, yeah.
Yeah, I see mine and it
Yeah.
shifted, that goes right through my house. But anyway, it's something that will probably come up. So if you see anything or hear anything, make note of it, so we can get an idea of what's coming up. Any do you have any comments on any of that stuff?
Are you committing the town to a yay or a nay, or are you just
Oh
discussing?
no, it's something we're gonna see.
Yeah.
And I don't know what form, whether they'll be suggesting something. Or we'll see it, I think, like they would want to have it in place before people started buying big plots of land and developing them.
Right.
So,
So, do you think it would be kind of like the accessory dwelling where they change the state rules to really support that? So we change our view of that.
well, that's what I was going to ask. At the seminar, I didn't, but it was something I will bring up is that what's the financial incentives for somebody who buys that land? It could be like continuous use or conservation easement. If you do it this way, you get big tax breaks. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, that's probably the incentive they would use to develop more concentrated development.
But then the planning commission, would have to think about how it impacts the
Our
plan.
bylaws would change accordingly, but that would be under an ordinance, which is the select board, not us. So yeah, we probably have bylaws that in those areas it would be different. Okay, now I have been embroiled in the ACCD grant application discussion for a week. I think I'm ready to do it. I didn't know I'd have to write the grant proposal, but we never have before. But now they have a new system. So that's what I've been doing for the last 4 or 5 days. I tried to get off early and I sent it in right. It opened on September 1st and it closes October 31st. So on September 9th, I sent in all the information and NVDA got back to me last week. So it's due on Friday. So I've been working real hard on that.
Good for you.
Well, it's one of those things that I hope I'm doing okay because it's, those grants, you get so many questions. Five written pages of answers, but anyway, that should be all done by next week, and then Old town plan process will start. Now, this is the next item is one of the things in the grant proposal is that they really want public participation. Now, we've been involving you guys as much as possible, but they suggested we have an outreach program. And one of the things that they're giving money for is to have an event advertised. They'll pay for food, one of those things. So they said you got to,
Is that ACCD or is that NVDA?
that's ACCD.
They're saying in the grant proposal they would like.
Yeah. And
Is it
that,
obligatory or just
it's
a
not
suggestion?
obligatory. It's like if you want the grant,
Yeah,
they put a lot of points on that. So yeah, in, but NVDA told me you better put that in. So I'm wondering if we can share outreaches. Well, that's what I'm thinking, I mean, you could have that as part of the.
Walk the streets with V-Trans, right?
Yeah.
But that would be in like April.
That's okay.
It's okay.
But I
Yeah,
think
this wouldn't happen right away.
no, just before we finish the write-up of the plan, it has to be done, but
Oh, but he was thinking of like who would we have? Like, oh, we have Jared Nunley and the guy from.
well, that's a panel discussion. That's something.
But they should.
Yeah, okay, sure. It's not too long. Something like that.
V-Trans, they're going to tell us. We can come out, for our first meeting or our introduction on this date. Like I don't know what this date that is. They tell us.
Okay, all right.
But I
Yeah.
can tell you, and maybe we can coordinate.
Possibility.
Yeah.
We should think about it anyway.
We can
Yeah, the
get
more the
the
merrier.
more people we can get at one time.
Yeah. And then also I'll have a little GoFundMe link for them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, the last thing I have on the item is they also suggested, and I kind of wouldn't mind the idea. Greg, do you know when was that last town survey when they said people wanted quiet, dark place? And they had in the town plan they have
It was
all what?
18, I think, I believe.
Yeah,
No, that's when
prepared.
we did the that's when the survey that's when the plan was revised. Did we do it then?
I thought it was then.
Was it then?
Yes, I
Okay,
think
I thought it
so.
was there already, but I don't know. Yeah, because it was in that 2018 plan. So,
As
but
far as
things,
the dark skies.
well, it was dark skies, but it was the whole thing. It was like people wanted
Why?
quiet was
I
one
would put that
thing.
in that's a board meeting.
Yeah. I mean, I can look real quick.
Is that also given points? Do you have points for this survey?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's
You want to say any more about the panel? Because you have that on as an agenda item.
Yeah, well, that's one thing there too, and I didn't know whether we would want to do this as part of the outreach thing when we have a thing is to have a public panel event, which would be like Jared Nunnery and somebody from the watershed part, whatever, I forget their name, but
And then they got Infermatog, the Infermatog watershed.
yeah, the men from our watershed. And somebody on the people who do like the riparian buffers and runoff from
Conservation district, they have a lot of
conservation
people.
district, they suggested a bunch of people, and then Pam had a lot of ideas too. So you have the panel event, people can ask questions and stuff like that. So
Feed them.
and feed
They
them,
said feed them.
yeah. And yeah, I don't, I didn't commit to the town plan survey. I just thought it might be a good idea. And NVDA liked that. NVDA liked it. So they said, yeah, do that. But I don't think that's as necessary as actually the public event. So, now let's see, what did we have on the prior minutes too.
I have a copy there.
I have them here.
Is that it?
Yeah, I can. Oh, yeah. I did meet with the select board. We went over all the items on the activity list at the end of the thing, and they were very good. They straightened everything out that I had questions about, and came up with some things I would like to put into our schedule. Either once or twice a year. This will be a discussion we have later when we get into that section of the town plan, but have actually on the yearly schedule that we post, we just put the date and what time it is. Now I'd like to have a couple of items, water quality late, and have Bruce or somebody come and just to see general trends. You know, it's like we've got this pondweed and it may be because it's so warm. Justin should be somewhat aware of the quality of the water, because if the water is declining quickly, then we should react, you know. Okay, maybe we should even look at the bylaws somewhat, just to see how much runoff's coming once clouds move.
The focus points per once a month in the meetings, is that what you're saying? Like water quality or?
We could do something like that, yeah. There's certain things that came up, and that's with the Westmore Association I'd like to work at. You know, I went through all those activities we're supposed to be doing, like checking on the mooring of the boats in the South End and check it with the state in the Willoughby State Forest and what's going on there. I mean, they do keep us somewhat involved, but I got a notice 2 years ago that they were changing the horse trails up in Willoughby. Like, so I went to it, and it was, you know, kind of interesting, but they also talked about they use our parking lots to park these giant things. So, but it hasn't been a problem because they go, you know, off. They're not there at crowded times and stuff. And those lots are pretty big. But it's just something we should probably keep our eye on. But I'd like to, yeah, I would like to put, what was the other one that was something we probably want to look at?
Forest trails.
Woods and trails. Yep. I mean, what's going on? What shape they're in?
Oh, yeah. You were thinking of, no, that's some mixed up in the panel, somebody for housing. We were talking about the energy committee, too, at one point.
Yeah.
Conservation.
Yeah.
How about the backcountry biker people who park in the parking lot in the north end? I don't know if that's part of your bailiwick, but.
As far as the north end, beach management and parking lot goes, I mean, select board's all over that. So I don't know if we need to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
We don't have any control over the moorings, though, right?
We don't, but the state does, and they will work with them.
Did you come through there today?
Yeah.
Is that boat underwater yet? The pontoon?
About like it was a week ago when I left.
Yeah,
it was on the news.
I feel like it's on something too. It feels like it must be on something.
It might be.
That's gross.
Well, Greg and I were going to breakfast last week from Friday, and we're driving by. And it says that boat's sinking there when we went by the boat launch here.
We went to
breakfast. We meet some guys in New Orleans, and we came back and it was gone.
That sinks once in a while.
Does
but this is a homemade camper boat.
So. Who at the state, is that still Lake St. Ponds? Like who was?
Yeah, it'd be Lake St. Ponds. Yeah.
So it really would be good to have that
But in it's
once
like
or twice a year in
they're
Japan.
in charge of it, but are they watching it?
Obviously.
They're getting
Yeah.
the report from Channel 3.
Is that?
Somebody wrote in to them and asked what's going on here, and Channel 3 had it on the news
Oh,
today
okay. Yeah.
and said they contacted somebody at the state.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's
He's
something we
he
should.
and the owner is looking into it or gonna do. It's been a week anyway that's been like
Yeah.
that,
Because it is,
so.
it's one of those things where it's not, it's in the lake, so it's not your jurisdiction, but it's also really reflects on our town to have this
Well, I mean, also
decrepit thing.
he's well known by the state police because Carmen and I called him when called them when he left his trailer there for more than 72 hours, I think it is, or nothing. And he started parking his boat and taking his trash and putting it on where his trailer was parked and then going back out in his boat. So they know him.
But that's something. I mean, if we had somebody like from the Westmore Association, the Planning Commission members, if they wanted to do it, but they just kind of took a look down there once in a while and just say, how's the, we ask a couple times a year, how's the mooring going? And say, the same, or there's a lot more boats there.
A lot of them.
And then we can call the state and say, we're getting a lot of boats down there. You guys should take a look at it.
It does say that, like that's on the list, is that to be involved in the
Yeah,
mooring, but
yeah.
how can you do it if you don't know who do you call? How do you actually
That's
do that
well,
in?
that it said work for the state. That's what it says in the list.
So I mean, the boat greeters, if somebody's going in, they should know if it's staying there and where it's going. I mean, it's simple. You're not going to get them all, but you'll get most of them.
There's two pontoon boats at the moor out in front of Jonathan's old place.
One's mine.
It is? With that mooring that's right there?
Oh, not in front of. Wait, not. Oh, no, sorry. No, mine's near the boat launch.
Okay, this is next to me.
Oh,
And
okay.
there's two big orange buoys right there still. I don't know if
Oh.
I don't know what's going on there.
I don't think there's any regulation in the state about where you can
I don't think so. I
keep
think you're right
stuff
about
out, put a chain on it, and put it in the water, say it's
Well,
got
and
more.
I was just going to say the Ramp Group's other main effort besides the Route 5A is mooring. So
That's right.
there's a contingent in the group that are very, very interested and have started researching how to get a harbor master and what the laws are in other larger lakes regarding mooring management.
You need
So,
a harbor master for the town to have any input, right? That's something we should. I know the rules are that if you're mooring your boat where it gets into the way of normal traffic, then it's, so people can't get from one place to another or something. I don't know what the rules are for that, but you can't block whole areas off with moorings, so there are some rules. Okay, so I would say that once I get this grant in, I should get some more instructions from NBDA as to our next step of what we're going to do. Right, they say they want between now and July, when we do July 9th, I believe is the date. That has to be in about 16 meetings. So
16.
that's the number I read.
What is it?
16 meetings we have to have
Public?
for public, not necessarily, but it's to discuss the different
But would it
changes.
count like if you had a group of people that were working on a section of the grant?
I
Does
don't know.
that count as one of the
I don't know.
meetings?
I don't know.
I mean, how can you have 16 meetings? Unless you count every meeting that you people get together and write, work on the grant. It's a
Yeah, I
lot of
don't know.
meetings.
It is a lot of meetings. But I mean, last time we did it, Andrew, how we did a lot of discussions going on. 2018.
So you
So
don't have a meeting in November. You have a meeting in the
no.
middle, beginning of December. So would that be a time you guys would want to try to figure out exactly who's working on which part, including the community members?
I've been collecting names and stuff,
Yeah,
been doing some of that. I have some of
lay
that
that.
written down. And
Because between now and January,
that's what I went to the
people are
select
going to
board
be busy,
to
but.
went to the select board and
Right.
found out what they were taking care of. And we, you know, some of that stuff, like the largest section in our town plan is floodplain stuff. That whole section is pages and pages. So we won't do much with that until the new maps come out. So, because that's going to ch change everything.
Yeah, I was just thinking maybe the December meeting would be a good time to set a timeline and figure out if you do have people what who's working on what. Yeah, because nobody's going to want to do anything until January. It's a busy time of year.
But and like I said, once the report, once the grant goes in and the NBDA will start setting up meetings, and so we'll see how, I don't know how they want to break it up yet.
That can
We
make
haven't had a lot of
more
trouble getting
choice.
in touch with them for anything, but
Question. Sorry, is the grant that you're referring to ask that it, in essence NVDA start writing the town plan?
Yeah, it
Right.
pays them. It
Pardon?
pays NVDA
Yeah, to write the
to
plan.
write the plan.
And in this for this process that you referred to, the work you've been doing is submitting to them. What they've asked you to in regard to putting it together with the town plan, or
It
what
was
part
a
do we play, or does the Planning Commission play in actually developing the plan other than outreach and so on?
well, we'll have a lot to say with it. That's what, when they come here, like those meetings they have, they'll do over water quality and stuff, and they have the things you have to do because there's state statutes, and
Yes.
then you can modify what you do and stuff. You know, it's I mean, anything that's,
It's a floodplain issue. I mean, will they handle that as well? Will documents the acreage area, so on?
and it, they'll work with I don't know, how's that national flood insurance policy? If we, John was supposed to be applying for that. I don't
I
know.
think that's done.
It is
You know,
done.
with yeah, that
Is the hazard mitigation done too?
plan's done too. It's been completed, and you know.
Is it open to the public yet? I don't.
The plan itself.
The hazard mitigation plan.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a copy from Elaine.
You can.
You
Okay.
can. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, because
I
we.
got sweet myself. Yeah.
Yeah, because last time
PhD.
when I talked to John a while ago, he said, well, it's not really
Right.
open, it's not official yet. So yeah, but I wrote, that's one of the things, is if we have national flood insurance and if we have a hazard mitigation plan, it's also good for the grant
They're
proposal.
both done. Yeah.
Yeah. So good. Because I already said they were, so
So the grant we're talk you're talking about is to have NVDA start working on drafting the Rushmore update to the Rushmore Town Plan.
And did they coordinate the 16 meetings and meet
yeah,
them? Oh, life is good.
they do all
yeah,
those
hope
meetings.
so. Yeah, because I mean, they're the ones that are going to be presenting, so yeah.
Well, who issues the grant, by the way? I hope the NVDA doesn't issue it to themselves.
The
Cities.
NVDA is writing their own grant, their own, the regional grants are all being,
Yeah,
or the
for the
regional
region. The region.
plans are
Yeah.
all being redone.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate. That's why I can't get in touch with anybody, because they're working on the maps and they're working on their own plan that's not due till after our plan is due.
Okay.
So it's like, we can't do everything because we don't know what the regional plan is yet. We're hoping,
So,
yeah. It's really kind of messed up right now for writing our plan.
well, the gating item, though, is that grant so that NVDA can write.
And
Or
you know, they said it's when Alison Lowe was here, she said it's competitive. But then I read, when I was reading through, it said that 8-year updates aren't very competitive. In other words, you kind of get those. That's what it sounded like when they said it's not as competitive. So,
do you,
I'm sorry, I'm slow. You get the grant from NVDA or from Vermont League of Cities and Towns?
I get it from ACCD, which is Natural Resources Council or something like that, one of those.
Which
is that what it is? I can find out. What's ACCD?
The Federal Council?
Vermont League of Cities and Towns, I think.
This is the State of Vermont Agency of Commerce and Community Development. That's not the original department. That's some, agency of economics or something.
That grant has money in it that the town would then pay to NVDA for their help, but it also has money in it to pay for food for and publicity.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that
yeah.
would be stuff that you manage,
yeah.
not them.
Not me personally.
And I'm thinking when they write the, we keep saying they're going to write the grant, but in fact, we're asking all these people to have input. So I'm assuming they're taking what, like a group that works on recreation. Mm-hmm. They're going to take what that group comes up with and help put it into the grant form. They're not going to write it from scratch because we're looking at community input.
Well, they must get the community together.
Yeah.
We'll feed them and ask for input and then start writing.
We don't need that. We don't need that for the grant, though.
No.
We need it for our plan.
Next steps for the plan.
Yeah.
Like how
we have to have public meetings for everything we change in the town plan. Yeah.
But I'm also just thinking of the fact that we're asking people for input for the town plan. So that means that input would inform whoever writes that section. We're looking at a specific section.
Yeah.
So it would not be the NVDA just coming in and doing it. It would be taking the input of folks that are being asked to work on it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And, they work with us. So, if they want to change something or they think this is the best thing to do, they'll suggest it.
Right.
But we always have an input in it. Now, like I said, if it's state statute.
Yeah. And they don't
like the accessory dwelling thing, we don't have any say in that. Because they,
that's what they're going to work with.
I'm 55 but they're all not rewriting the grants now. Yeah.
I was just thinking, how many things are they going to do?
No, there's like 5 or 7 or something like that going on right now. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Ah.
Yeah. I mean, that's why they're hard to get a hold of.
Yeah.
I'm sure they don't come back to their desk at 6 o'clock at night and want to read emails. So, yeah, so they have a time schedule here. Online application will open September 1st. Application deadline November 3rd.
Oh, you've got yourself a couple of days. Monday.
Well, they got in touch with me last week. They gave me 1 week to do the whole thing. I mean, I had written it up before, but I had no feedback at all, so I had no idea. I got feedback Thursday. So that's what I'm complaining about. I spent the whole weekend trying to get it straightened out. And then I go on to the ACCD, and they have all over the place. Your name must be in there 10 times in the application. This is contact Jenny Lavoie. So that's today, funny. Finally, I got everything from the NVDA. I finished everything. I contacted Jenny Lavoie, and Jenny Lavoie will be back in her office on November 3rd.
Yeah. Oh.
So I'm not going to talk to Jenny. But Allison Lowe sent me a pretty complete application. She just added a few things and tweaked a few things that I had put in. And I'll turn it in, I guess. See what happens. All right.
You have to get the select board signature, right?
Yeah. I have the select board signature. We did that.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I can't find the original copy, but... I think that's good enough. And then they had this other thing that had to be signed, and it said has to be signed by an authorized agent. They didn't say what that was. So I was calling Jenny Lavoie about it. I have no idea who's supposed to sign this. And finally, Allison Lowe got back to me and said the town clerk can do it.
The town clerk person, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
So I have to get that signed tomorrow. I didn't bring that stuff with me. But Yeah, then we should be.
Are they open here tomorrow?
Not officially.
No. Oh,
Elaine's usually here
yeah.
doing business, and she doesn't. I have a key.
Yeah, but that doesn't get you a
She can't keep me out.
that doesn't give you a signature.
Yeah.
She's here.
Yeah, I hope she's here because,
The email, she'll tell you she's here.
yeah. She just has to sign it. Of course, I'll tell her she just signed her house away, though.
Yeah.
All right, okay, let's the next meeting is in the beginning of December. And this letter's fine for you, right? Do you want me to sign it?
Yes, please.
We'll sign this one right here and we'll have a signed copy.
It seems it's Tuesday, December 9th. It's nice.
I won't be gone.
You're
I
in the
won't
home.
be in California.
That's an ability.
Huh?
You have Zoom ability.
No.
Oh,
I'm away.
can't.
No. Yeah.
You have no
This
business.
alone, no nothing.
You have no business.
You
You
can't go.
leave.
I can't leave.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, insurance. That's what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good time to take a break.
Okay.
What were they weighing there this afternoon?
Don't know. I haven't. I
I
stopped
heard it
it.
going out and I saw something, but I didn't walk off. I just got mad at my bed. Feeling fine.
It's moving a lot slower this year.
Okay. Any a motion to adjourn this meeting?
We do minutes or are we
Yeah,
done?
Oh yeah, we didn't do the
but
minutes. I'm sorry. I always forget those. I have to approve the minutes.
Sorry, I didn't get them out till this morning.
Anything, any questions about the minutes or any additions to the minutes?
No, move. We accept the minutes.
All in favor?
All right. Okay.
Aye. And motion to close the adjournment meeting.
Your turn.
A motion.
Second.
Okay, all in favor.
All right.
Done. We'll stop the recording.